Missed the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Your time now, 11 minutes to 12. Keno with you all the way through until midday, right here on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. And time for us to chat to a woman who's got the mind of a fox and also happens to work at Mind of a Fox as a strategist, Chantel Ilbrey. A very good morning.
Good day, Keno.
So today we're obviously going to be talking about water. About a year and a bit ago, I'll tell you what water, but anyway. now you've been part of developing scenarios for the management of water in the agricultural sector in South Africa. Water we know is becoming a strategic resource in South Africa and is potentially a source of conflict. Just think about how you felt about not having water. Imagine we actually had to stand in those lines and collect our allocated 25 liters. Can you imagine if we did that for long enough? We'd end up killing each other. Now, it certainly has to be managed effectively. It's one of the lessons that we've learnt, and we needed to go through a terrible drought in order to do that. So it's interesting. It's a very interesting natural resource, and it's a potentially infinite resource. So let's talk about this. You know, why did the Water Research Council undertake this project, you know, of building scenarios for the management of water in the agricultural sector?
Very interesting, because as you said, water is becoming very strategic now. And I think it was highlighted with Cape Town's Day Zero. And at the moment, Gauteng is about to look at a day zero as well. So, you know, South Africa is water constrained, and we certainly need to look at the allocation of water. And the agricultural sector is one of the big sectors that uses, in fact, they use about 60% of South Africa's water. And if you then link that into food security, if you look at food secure countries, they actually use 70% of the country's allocation of water. So if we want to be food secure, the agricultural sector requires water, but then it requires the management of that water. Otherwise, there's leakage, pollution in rivers and dams. And so it really requires innovation, technology, and good management.
So, I mean, yeah, probably, yeah. So people, you know, jeans, making a jean pant takes a whole lot of water. But if you compare what agriculture actually saps up, absolutely important indeed. So what are the scenarios developed to 2030?
Yes, so, you know, because water is so complex, it certainly does play to a political game. So looking at the scenarios, political stability and leadership and social cohesion is very important. And then the other side of it is natural capital and the management and private sector involvement. So they really developed four scenarios. Best case to 2030, they called the Eagle scenario. Then there was the conventional scenario where we continue as we are, business as usual, which is quite negative. The Z scenario, worst case scenario, I think it was called Z because Zimbabwe, from an agricultural perspective. And the fourth one was called frustration, where really everybody in the system is frustrated.
Okay, so... Shall we hopefully don't get to the frustration, but I think we were all there already.
That's the current reality. So sorry, carry on.
I'm once again navel-gazing, looking at the Western Cape. We forget that Gauteng has a big problem at the moment as we speak. We might have come out of our little trough, but it doesn't mean that we won't go back into it. We also have challenges in Gauteng. As I've pointed out. So, yeah, when you open up the tap and water runs out and no one's telling you to fetch it in a bucket, you start forgetting again, which is the big problem.
But the interesting thing about water is it is an infinite resource, so it can be replenished.
Yeah.
You know, we do have rains, we do have droughts, wet seasons, dry seasons. So if we manage it properly and anticipate what we need to do in terms of a drought, it is a resource that we can keep using.
Now, you're listening to Chantelle Elbury. She is head strategist at Mind of a Fox. We are talking about water as a strategic resource. We need to manage it effectively. It is infinite, but if we are stupid about it, it might not be as infinite in the space in which you live at the moment. And we are looking at this in relation to agriculture, though. So given the importance of water in agriculture, would you say South Africa is food secure?
Okay, because ultimately that's what we're looking at from an agricultural sector. Yeah. And so we've got a very strong commercial agricultural sector, top class, world class farmers who do use innovation and technology, precision farming, etc. So South Africa is generally an exporter of agricultural produce and not a net importer. However, because of all of the challenges in the agricultural sector, expropriation without compensation, water rights, looking at uncertain policy, in the next 10 years, we could become a food insecure nation.
And how far down the line do we actually start with this? Because now we're dealing with this in the agricultural sector at the moment, and it's ring-fenced around the agricultural sector itself. But there are other innovations and spaces which could impact water security. Is that something that is looked at?
Yes, you know, there's no shortage of money from the private sector into technology, technological innovations in the sector. The problem is policy uncertainty, land reform as the uncertainty. So that investment, private sector doesn't want to invest because of the uncertainty. But I do think if you have a look at Cyril Ramaphosa's infrastructure projects that he's just put on the table, there are quite a number of projects that are looking at water infrastructure. And if they start implementing and executing those projects, you know, that's the first step in the right direction.
Yeah, don't get me started on these infrastructure projects. I'm sure that I'm sure there are really good upsides there, right? And good upsides for the economy. So one doesn't doubt that. Question is, once those projects are done, what are the workers going to do after that? So, and a big part, we talk about agriculture, and we talk about big agriculture and farms because obviously they are the biggest providers of our food security, right?
Yes.
What about the way we redefine and build, for example, townships? You know, what about using, better methods of building, which on the one hand could contribute to managing water more effectively, so more water efficient ways of building dwellings in which people live, and then what about connecting these spaces of land? Because here's my thought, Chantelle, and I'm rambling now, but I'll get to my point, right? My point is, I build a township. Near that township, you've got ShopRite, you've got Pick and Pay, you've got whatever, right?
Yeah.
I build a relationship with those stores, and I say, you know what? You need to procure X amount of fresh produce from said township or whatever you want to call it that we're building. Right. So and we run hydroponic systems in there, in people's backyards. And together people take their produce and sell it on to those particular stores. Surely, that's another way we can also become a food secure country.
Absolutely.
While saving water.
Yes. And the Water Research Council, in fact, their slogan